What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Double Stuff October continues with the new crew Saturdays. The concierge is wrangling with where his place is in the hotel and checking in Arnold Jackson. I love the new crew, and our cast is so talented and works so hard making this spin-off show fantastic that I have been looking forward to sharing some of these episodes with everyone for months. Hopefully next year I can release the entire show on the main feed, but for now I do have to save some candy for the patrons. Speaking of those wily devils, I have got a special Halloween treat just for you that will not see the light of day on the main feed anytime soon. A Season 1 Supercut. That's right, clocking in at over an hour and 40 minutes, it is perfect for hyperfixations and Halloween parties alike. I remixed and remastered the entire show, rebuilding it all from the ground up with all of the original sound files, so it sounds better than ever. And the final episode even has a few extra pieces in it that tie it into Season 4. That is available to all of our manager, owner, and hotel tier patrons right now. Join today to get access to that and the buttons and so on and so forth. That's all for now. Another bonus episode is coming your way tomorrow, so we'll talk more Double Stuff October then.
When I close my eyes, I can still see her starlight. Color beyond reckoning twinkles darkly in the nothing of my mind. That is the space I occupy. Vast, cold, scintillating. I myself observe the nothing, the void. Her. Perhaps I am the stars, those bright heralds of heat and light. I overwhelm the empty spaces given to me and draw time itself to the weight of my purpose. I am shining in every corner of eternity, and I will be the last of what burns brightly. But perhaps I am the nothing. Imperishable and endless, frictionless and cold. I am the cradle of the cosmos, and her fires dot the folds and recesses of the fabric of my being like kisses from a cigarette cherry. When I open my eyes, I can still see her starlight. I myself observe the nothing of the hotel. Impressions and outlines of her fixtures and furniture dot her corners and hallways. They lay lightly all around me and the bellhop. But be it with my naked eyes or my mind's eye, all is starlight and the beauty of the endless everything. And us, right where we belong, within. Safely within the very walls I cannot see, but know are there. Borders boxing us in against the boundless. I count ourselves lucky, though. We have seen death, and we have known it. And still, we will continue to dispense it. The revolving door thuds noisily as tonight's guest catches his foot on it. Hop chokes a snicker into a theatrical cough. I glower, trying to make my eyes burn at her, but keep my smile friendly for him. If he noticed either, he manages to keep it to himself. Hop makes a face at me and shrugs behind his back. Her temperament, puckish at the best of times, has been tinged with some hint of fraying desperation. Dying wasn't easy for her. I remember the rats and bugs and who knows what else chewing and tearing at us as we tumbled together in the darkness, and my smile drops. Dying wasn't easy for any of us, I suppose. I wondered to myself, not for the first time, if the auditor was with us then. If she died too. What vermin does the hotel host that could chew through her? And how was she different when she came back? How different are all of us?
Hey, this is a brief ad break. Thanks for listening. Now back to the hotel.
And no disruptions, please. I wish to be left alone.
Mr. Jackson speaks briskly and brusquely. I nod and pick my smile up, but it doesn't reach my eyes. He doesn't notice. I slide the guestbook to him coolly while I explain the amenities and features of his suite. I summon the bellhop with a glance like a solar flare, and she does me the courtesy of putting a little snap in her step. She even gives Mr. Jackson a half smile. Myself and our bellhop are available to you for any reason.
I won't be calling. I don't want to be disturbed.
He ignores Hop as she leads him on, seemingly suspended above me where Mr. Jackson's room is, or would be, is a dot of white that does not twinkle with the others. The white dot sits in a chair, the light catching dully on its hard, rubbery skin. Some thing with empty thoughts. Hollow thoughts, like a wasp, unreadable and passive, but dangerous and frightening. To those who are sensitive to its sting, at least. Or to those it's willing to sting, I should say. Would that beast who sits and waits for Arnold Jackson wait as patiently for one of us? Would it draw nearer to me if I were trapped in that room with it? I remember the manager's eye, cut from her and lost forever. I remember dying again. Oh, yes. I remember that very well. Mr. Jackson faces his own death above me, running his hands on the wall of his room where his door used to be. The white rubbery dot in his room watches him patiently. Hop returns to the lobby. The elevator doors rumble loudly. I nod at her, and she makes another face at me before grabbing the revolving door of the hotel and spinning it as hard as she can. Before I can so much as click my tongue at her, I feel something new watching me. Distant eyes and vacant thoughts are probing me curiously. The creature upstairs can see me. We watch one another through the starlight. I tilt my head to get a better look. It tilts its head back at me. My smile finds my eyes and they twinkle up at the thing in Mr. Jackson's room. It stands up on its long, thin legs, turning its attention back to the guest. I turn mine back to Hop, still spinning the revolving door, hands opening and closing as she waits for the next big revolution. Perhaps the horrors can deal death to us as easily as they deal it to the guests. Perhaps pricked by any knife, we would shed the hotel's blood back into her. Rend us down to bloody red and bones of nothing, and we will be waiting for you still as you draw near. The starlight that twinkles in the immensity of the nothing of the universe is all the same. I am the stars. I am the distance. I am the void and the light. Death may be inconvenient, but it's nothing more than that. A flicker of the flame. And if my flame should flicker again, I will make sure whatever wind that tries to blow it out will burn with me.
The Hotel The New Crew was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten. Starring Rissa Montanez as the bellhop, Damon Allums as the concierge, and Bailey Wolf as the auditor. Music by Lauren Picorni and West Rodri. Produced by Pacific Obadiah.